Now for the final stage. I've made the filling, topping, whatever you like to call it. So, and that's thickened up nicely, thanks to the lemon juice. So, it is time to get the base out. Yummy. Right, give your hands a quick wash. It's a little messy. So, let's get the base out of the fridge. And then I can pour the filling on top. And let it set. Here it goes, out it comes. I'm just going to get my spoon. So I'll get it all out. There we go. Dribble, dribble. Lovely. And I get to eat any that's left in the bowl. Because it's cook's perks. And it's my cheesecake, so I'll do what I like with it. I might consider letting Robert have a piece. We shall see. No, I will. Although, saying that, I could quite easily eat this by myself, but not in one sitting, I hasten to add. I'm not that greedy. Right, let me just smooth it over the base so that it gets to the edges. I don't want any edges without any filling. That would be a bit of a rip-off. So just get the spoon and move it across the filling so that it goes right to the edge. Okay. And now I finally get to lick the spoon properly. Nice. And we put this back into the fridge. It'll probably take a couple of hours, but I won't be eating it until later this evening, so it would have had plenty of time to set. So in it goes. And that is basically my lemon cheesecake. So if I've got enough time on here, I'll do a recap of how long of the ingredients rather. Okay, so the list of ingredients for my lemon cheesecake is 250 grams or 9 ounces of digestive biscuits, which you crush into crumbs. Then you add 90 grams or 3 ounces of melted butter and a teaspoon of cinnamon if you so desire. Then for the filling is 7 ounces or 200 grams of full fat Philadelphia cream cheese. It must be full fat, not the low fat. Then a 397 gram can or 14 ounce can of sweetened condensed milk and 6 tablespoons or 90 millilitres of lemon juice. And there you have it. Listen to my booze and follow my steps, and happy munching.